Good evening to everybody watching and listening. At any time, if you're not able to get to your phone and you'd like to send me an instant message, just click on my name and click private message, and I will try to schedule an in-between call. Tonight, we're more going towards advisory and healing, but I will have my guests, Christopher Coughlin and Jerry Organ, hopefully coming in soon. They're both a little ill, but I'm hoping they'll be able to make it tonight. But I will take as many questions as I can. And the number to call is right up on your screen, but if you can't see it, it's area code 347-989-8977. Just give me a call and see what we can do. Alrighty, while we wait, I'm going to toss in a song. Let me see. I'll just play the regular song. But at any time, please feel free to call in or send me an instant message. Kind of broke up and really quiet. Can you talk a little louder?
Yeah. Should I ask?
There you are.
Should
okay,
I ask?
Let me help you.
Okay. Yes, I was just calling to ask if there's anything I can know about my marriage. It's a bit of a confusing time for me, and I was just wondering if there's any information that pops up. I don't know how you work with that.
Actually, the way it works is you just toss out the question that you want answered and be an intuitive and medium. If anything comes to me, I give you the info that comes just to let the other people know that might be listening. I get images and kind of like flashes of different things, and doing what I've done for as long as I've done, I've learned how to interpret them. Sometimes I have spirit guides that work with me. They come right out with answers. And tonight is supposed to be spiritual advisory night, but I'm taking all calls. And
okay.
as for your marriage, I'm, like, shaky. Like, there's something not right about it.
Right, right.
Trying to like, tune in a little more on it.
Do you want me to talk more about it, or you want to think you want to just?
No, let me get it. It makes it more validated for us.
Okay, sure.
Oh, does that have something to do with work?
Yeah, he's very overwhelmed with work constantly.
And I can see him like sitting with his hands and his head in his hands, like he's overwhelmed with what he's got on his plate that he's doing. I don't see it letting up, though.
No.
Not soon. I can feel it's taking a toll. I can feel that it's physically taking a toll on him, too. He needs to back off on a little bit, give himself some time. With that, that also affects the family. But other than that, I'm not pulling up too much more. And just his work is really strong.
Can I ask another specific question? There was another woman that caught his attention. There was another woman that caught his attention. But, I mean, he really wanted to go off with her and marry her. I right when he told me who it was, I had known her, and I thought it couldn't possibly be true, couldn't possibly be real. But he, so I don't know. Is there any information on that relationship specifically?
Specifically on that.
Do you need her name or anything?
I can't pull up a name on that. I can feel that his heart's heavy. I don't know. I've really connected to him for some reason. It still weighs on him.
Yeah.
I'm actually asking one of my spirit guides, and I'm getting quite the yes from them, too. I do pendulum work when I'm asking my guides different questions. Give me quite the swing. But, he's still something that weighs heavily on his heart. So it's something that's probably still in his mind, too.
But from her end, is that a... I mean, is she actually planning to leave her husband and go with him?
Yep. I'm getting a yes from the spirit guides, and I'm getting a strong yes myself. It's a very strong possibility.
Wow, really?
Yep. Usually, I don't know if you ever used a pendulum or if anybody knows about pendulums, but it's just a weight on a string. Mine's specific. I had made for myself, but they swing back and forth. And there's a little bit to them on how to use them. But,
is there any chance for our marriage to still work? Can you ask the pendulum that?
Sure can. It's going yes.
It's saying yes.
Yep, actually, it swung pretty good. It just hit my laptop. But, yeah,
how are they both true? She's going to leave her husband for my
husband. Well, actually, the way that could work is he could just straight out and tell her no.
Oh.
Like I said, there's a lot weighing heavily on his heart right now. So everything's pretty much the ball's in his court on his decision.
Right, right.
And that, you know, seeing him sitting there with his hands, you know, head in his hands, you know, shows me that he's got a lot that he's thinking about. Work sticks out, and now that you've brought up the relationship, that sticks out. But I don't see it weighing towards her side. I see it, you know, pretty much where he is now.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So pretty much right now it's depending on him, and it's something he's really thinking about.
All right. Is there anything I should be doing to help things go one way or the other?
No. I would personally, just a like counseling answer. I wouldn't change anything you do because you want him to love you for who you are.
Right.
We all make changes in our relationships, but you know a willow branch only bends so far before it breaks.
Okay.
You have to ask yourself,
I was thinking we did an imago therapy workshop, marriage a relationship workshop last weekend, and that seemed so great. I was wondering if we should do another one of those. I was thinking of one next weekend. Not the one in a few days, but the one after the weekend after next. But he thought that'd be too soon. Do you feel, does your pendulum indicate if it would be a good idea to do the one? October 12th, I think it is, that weekend, or...
Yeah, I can feel that he did, you know, it did lighten himself. He felt lighthearted there, that it was a good thing. If he does want to go to this upcoming soon one, and the other one's fine, I definitely would take that up.
Okay, all right. All right, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, well, he's got a lot of mixed emotions inside himself. It's really hard to click just one thing because he's got so much swirling in his mind between work and everything else.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, since the workshop, he's trying to, you know, bring it back to the way our relationship was 3 months ago, but something doesn't feel quite right still.
Always listen to your gut, huh?
What's that?
Always listen to your gut.
I'm sorry, I still didn't hear that. What was that?
But always listen to your inside feelings.
Yeah.
You know, if it's not right, then you're probably picking up on the fact that he's got a lot going on.
I'm still thinking about it, you're saying. You see him thinking about it with his head in his hand.
Right. So
yeah.
If by chance there's anything that you could do to help him lighten his workload, that would be something I'd try.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Even the shoulder rub when he gets home from work always helps.
Oh, say that again?
I said even the shoulder rub when he gets home from work always helps.
Okay. Yeah.
All righty. Have a
All right.
Evening.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. All righty. Next, we're going to take caller 323. Oh, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I actually have a question probably similar to hers. Got out of a relationship, and I just wanted to see... I don't know what you see happening with that relationship in the future.
Alrighty, just give me a second.
Mm-hmm.
I was geared up for something else tonight, but I knew this was the way it was going to go.
What were you geared up for? Am I taking us off course?
Oh, no, that's fine, that's fine.
Okay.
I was gonna do a spiritual advisory, and I had two guests that were going to come in tonight, but... They were under the weather, so I told them if they didn't make it, that'd be fine. But, yeah, I'll take all calls. Better than sitting here listening to air.
Well, thank you.
No problem. What are you for? I'm kind of getting yes.
Oh. Wow. Do you get, a sense of wind?
Not really. But is there something else you want to ask? I feel there's something stronger.
Oh, and then there's work. In my mind is saying, leave that alone, but I keep feeling it. But yes, there's work.
So you're out of work right now?
Well, I'm working at a temp job, and I've actually been interviewing for other stuff. And I guess I really wanted to know if you see those things coming through.
Do you do clerical work?
Oh, no. But I mean, I do my own bookkeeping.
Oh, well, that's clerical.
Yeah.
Because I got I feel like an office, like you were in some type of office with people, but not like management that you are working for. Somebody doing. Putting things away. So is that what you're doing in your temp job right now?
No, it's at a production house. And I'm not in
stuff.
That. Pardon?
The fun stuff. Production.
Yeah. But I do a lot of my own personal bookkeeping, but I don't bookkeep for the company now.
Are you looking to branch out on your own?
Yeah, I guess so. But I mean, even as a self, go ahead.
I feel like there's business cards around you. I don't know if you heard me describe how I get my insight, but pictures come to me. And I've learned to decipher the pictures and their meaning. And I see business cards kind of like floating in the air. So that would tell me for you to like advertise more, or like to break out on your own into something that you really want to do.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that the relationship thing is like being pushed aside, and that your job stuff is coming out really, really strong. So it tells me to hold off on the one and really concentrate on your breaking out on your own.
Yeah, I feel like I've kind of been doing that. So that's pretty funny. But do you see anything that I've actually been interviewing for coming through fruition?
Ask the spirit world, see what I get from them. I'm getting a pretty strong yes from them.
Cool. Then I'll take that.
Luckily, I've worked with my spirits in this thing long enough. It took me a while to realize when you ask soon to realize that they don't have time. So soon to forever to us.
Because that would have been my next question. And when do you see that?
And it's been kind of slow in the way I work with my spirits. I've got a pretty close relationship. That length tells me about 3 months.
Cool.
Now in 3 months. Seriously look into, because I still feel that really strong around you about getting into something for yourself. Because the business cards are like really, really strong.
Got you.
Alrighty?
Yeah, cool. Nope. Thanks a lot.
Oh, no problem.
You have a good evening.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Alright, I'll take the next caller, which would be 619.
Hello, how are you doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
Good. Is this your first radio broadcast on Block Talk Radio?
Yes, this is my first one. Actually, my own first one. I usually help out some other people on a different site.
I just want to say congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much. I've been a reader and intuitive and all the stuff that I do for over 20 years.
Wow. That's amazing.
I hide my age.
Huh?
I hide my age well.
That's good. My name is Tasha. I'm from San Diego. And I just had a question. I just wanted to see what you saw for me as far as relationship life.
And you can tell Mercury is out of retro. It's relationship time for everybody. give me a second here.
Okay.
Is there someone you're actually currently interested in?
Kind of.
Kind of?
I lose interest pretty fast, though.
I just see that there's like somebody in the shadows, and usually somebody standing in the shadows means it's somebody that you already know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel that they're there. So it's one of those things, with them being behind you and not in front of you in the shadows, and being behind you would be one of those things you'd probably have to make the first step.
Who has to make the first step?
That would be you.
Me?
I feel the person's kind of shy, just by the way I see him standing behind.
Shy? Okay.
Coming to you and just, you know, outright just saying, hey, you want to go out, they would be kind of shy on doing.
Okay.
Yes, and he's there. There is somebody there. But the way that I see him connected to you, of you being in the foremost, it just shows that there is somebody. That tells me that there is somebody that you are interested in. And not the other way around. And with him being in the shadows just shows that he, you know, I don't think it, well, he might not know that you are interested in him, but it's
mm-hmm.
definitely, you'd have to be the one to make the step on that one.
Okay. So that's not going to happen.
You never know.
No, that's for sure not going to happen.
All right. Well, you know that one better than I do.
Yeah, because I'm weird because I like when I find someone interesting, as far as like just interesting, wanting to get to know them, looking at them, maybe like they're attractive or whatever. The things that I see in them are things that later I notice comes to me as revelation. Like maybe that's an area that I'm lacking in. So I think that person would make a good compliment in that area. But then I totally forget about that person, and then I just focus on what I'm lacking in and then trying to build that up.
Ah.
So there's like maybe three, there actually are three different guys, but I like them each in their own separate way because right. of personality traits that they have or accomplishments that they've done or each for various different reasons. But then I look back at like, those are all the things that I want in my life, but it maybe it's, I don't know how to explain it right. And then I start focusing on myself and then completely forget
about
the title.
Well, I can give you a little something to do that will help you out.
Okay.
Since it is a spiritual advisory night, in the evening when you're about ready to fall asleep, when you're all comfortable and you're nice and warm, just as you feel yourself drifting, at that point, your subconscious will wake up. You're starting to drop uh-huh. through your different states. At that point, if you start inserting things into your thought, your subconscious opens up to spirit, and spirit brings those things to you. It does take a little bit of time, but just about everybody I've worked with, within 3 days to a few weeks, they usually get their answer by doing it that way. So if you take time and every night, just say to yourself, you know, spirit, can you please bring me the person that I'm compatible with? You know, say it any way you want.
Mm-hmm.
Even write it down so you know, you know, before you lay down, read it so you know what you're going to say. And, you know, just keep thinking that. And every time you see somebody and just kind of like have that feeling,
mm-hmm.
just say it to yourself. And most of the guys and girls I've worked with, they've told me that, you know, upon feeling that, having that feeling like they should walk up to somebody and talk to them, and they didn't,
mm-hmm.
but they had that thought in their head, that person actually would come up to them and just be like, do I know you from somewhere? And, you know, it's just kind of really awesome the way it's all happened for other people.
I'll definitely try it. I don't think my problem is talking to people as far as, like, having an open conversation. I think I can talk to anyone about anything. But as far as, like, letting down my guard to actually let someone know that I might be interested in them, that I don't think I can do.
Well.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, take the time to get to know them, and your guard will just fall down on its own.
Okay. That's good. This is the first time I'm single since I was 16 years old. This is all new for me, too.
Yeah, we've all, that with this year being the way it is and the way everything's aligned, we just came out of Mercury being in retro, and it's one of the worst retros we've been in 7 years. It's
mm-hmm.
been pretty hectic for everybody, plus our planet's shifting. And there's just a lot
yeah.
going on with people in general, but with everything.
Mm-hmm.
We're all
That's
learning
true.
This year.
Huh?
We're all learning this year.
Oh, yeah. Lots of learning.
Yeah.
Do you see anything as far as financially for me?
I see coins around you. And they're just
regular. You see what?
Coins. Like change.
Uh-huh.
And with me and the way I see things, the change usually means things are pretty much, when you see change as in money, things are going to pretty much stay the way it is right now unless you yourself come up with a plan to change it.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know if you're actually looking for something else to change your circumstance, but as it stands, the way things are right now, it's pretty much going to stay the same.
stay the same. That sucks.
It's the millennium of change, so jump in there and get your feet all wet.
Yeah, and I'm putting out applications. Well, I currently work right now. I'm putting out applications. I'm helping my boss build her business, and I'm going to be going back to school, too, to get my degree in marketing. So I'm putting myself out there. It's not like
that would explain the chair.
With
the change coming through, there's a chair there too, and it's like one of those little kids' kindergarten chairs, you know, like a little tiny chair you sit down and you feel like you're on the floor. And it sits off to the side. And I was just wondering what that would be about, because, like, I have to decipher what I see. And with you talking about school and change and marketing, it just brings that all together for me. But with that showing up, that schooling, going back to school is a really good thing.
Yeah. So I'm putting myself out there. I'm not crazy. I'm not going to think like, oh, a check is going to come in the mail out of nowhere.
Yeah.
No, I'm putting in the work.
I like to tell people, if we were always that psychic to be able to tell, there would be like 500 psychics in front of the mailboxes when those checks were coming.
I know.
But, yeah, we never get. Some people are lucky enough to win the big bucks, but the way life works, we got to work for it.
Exactly. And then there are people who, like, talk to psychics or call in, or I hear, like, a lot of radio, whatever. And then it's like, they're like, oh, am I going to get a job? And then the guy's like, well, did you put out any applications? Because, you know, you have to do the work in order to get what you want. It's not just going to fall in your lap. Someone's going to knock on your door and say you have a job.
True. I seen a thing in Reader's Digest a long time ago that I always tell people. It was just a little cartoon, and it showed, it was like a little three-phase cartoon. The first one just showed a guy sitting there with a lottery ticket. And then the second one just said, you know, guide, why am I not winning? And then the third one said, you know, you have to play to win.
Yeah.
You have to put in order to get something back.
Exactly.
Just like what
I feel like I'm putting it in, but... I don't know.
It'll come back. I don't feel anything, like, sluggish, or, like, the last caller, I felt shaky when she was, or second to last caller, she was talking about her marriage, and I got shaky. I was starting to pick up on her husband's energy. I'm relaxed and comfortable, so, you know, I see good things for you.
Yeah, it's steady. It's steady work. I'm not crazy. I'm not, like, calling in sick for no reason, you know? I get up, I go to work, I do what I have to do so I can get, like, I that's my paycheck. I have to do what I have to do.
Right.
So I know, like, I'm not going to go without, because I'm going to do what I have to do. I was just wondering if, like, if you see any change, like, me with the application or anything like that. But that's okay.
No, the chair is still there and pretty prominent. I think the school, going back to school, that'll make the change.
Yeah.
That'll be your big change.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, no problem.
And congratulations on your first show again.
All right, thanks. They all hooked me up with this. They're like, you got to get on there. I'm like, all right. So I hopped on.
That's cool. This girl that works right next door to me, she does tarot. She's learning tarot cards because for years she's been studying dream interpretation. So now she's starting to study the tarot cards, though.
That's cool.
I think that's cool.
Yep. Practice.
If you have that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have a cousin who, she dreams things, like everyone dreams, I guess, or most people dream. But when she dreams and the voices are sounding like an echo, for some reason she knows that those dreams are going to come to pass. So she'll tell whoever is in the dream what she dreamed, and most times it's kind of like a warning, and it's silly things like she dreamed that her uncle was falling, that he fell, and she told him, be careful, I had a dream you fell. He goes, yeah, right, whatever. And then 3 days later, he's like taking his daughter's bike riding on a trail, and he fell really hard off the bike, and he got bruised up.
It's cool to have that intuitiveness in dreams like that and be able to interpret them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she's pretty cool that she can do that. But if you have the gift, good.
Yeah, we all have the gift. We just have to know how to use them.
Yeah. True. Okay,
everybody,
thank you.
No problem. You have a good evening. Feel free to hop on anytime and check me out.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Bye.
You have a blessed night.